For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. As I was researching one of the proposed amendments Missouri voters will see on their ballot November 5th, I noticed something called a readability score. For Amendment 3, for example, that's the proposed constitutional amendment related to abortion. The reading difficulty is rated at the 11th grade level for just the ballot title, and then the grade level 14 for the difficulty of the text of the ballot summary. Our executive producer, Frank Ladd, reached out to find an expert on this, and joining me now is Christy Baker Patterson, assistant professor of special education at St. Louis University. Christy, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Apparently, there are formulas that measure the reading difficulty of text. I never knew this. Could you explain for us how that's measured?
Exactly. Yes. So it there are formulas that measure the readability as far as what is the grade level. And so we use the FLESH readability grade level score as well as the FLESH reading ease score. And basically, those are just used to determine how easy or how difficult is a passage is to read. And so for the 11th grade one, which would be the reading grade level, 11th grade would be a really high level for people to be able to read, whereas something at about a fifth grade level would then be easier.
When we look at readability, what are the things that are measured? Is it comprehension, or is it more just the words that are used and the way they're put together?
It's a little bit of all of that. So we're measuring the words, the actual words, how difficult or easy they are to read. But then as we're thinking about more complex texts, we're thinking about vocabulary. We're thinking about sentence structure, the complexity of the text and being able to comprehend certain texts. We're not so much thinking about some of the other nuances of reading that have to do with where people are coming from and background and understandability, really more just about the words themselves and the vocabulary and the language that's used.
So when it comes to sentence structure, something that has a lot of commas, compound complex sentences, that ups the difficulty to read it.
Exactly.
Where do most people fall in terms of grade level difficulty of text they are able to read? For example, in broadcasting, we were always told kind of your measure of how we are supposed to write is the third grade level.
Yes. So it's somewhere between fifth and eighth grade levels is where most people fall within. A lot of the recommended things that are put out as far as public documents are right around the eighth grade level across the country, which is still a bit high for where people are, but it's a pretty good indicator of how to look at certain texts is about the eighth grade level when we're thinking about, again, documents that many people are signing.
So when we look at this abortion amendment, part of it was basically reading at the junior high school level, and then and then also the sophomore college level. I'm wondering if someone is challenged by the difficulty of the words and the sentence structure, what's going to happen to their comprehension of this?
Their comprehension is going to be completely lost because they're spending a lot of time really trying to break down what it is that they are reading. And something that we think of in education is working memory. If you are spending a lot of time using your working memory to just break down what it is that you're reading, then your comprehension is basically shot.
For you, how do you help guide someone who might be facing this task on a daily basis and they do have to try to comprehend something complex? How would you advise them to tackle this?
One would be to just really figure out where the struggle is. We know that if people are missing some of those core foundational reading skills, then comprehension, because it is the highest level of being able to read, then if anything foundational is missing, such as vocabulary or phonics or phonemic awareness, those types of skills, if those are missed, then those gaps have to be filled in before comprehension is even possible.
Christy, is this a challenge?
That would help them.
Okay. Is this a challenge for a lot of us, especially when we consider legal language that has to be very precise and correct?
It is. It is. I would say take a lot of time to be able to read it beforehand. So my husband and I actually just voted, and what we did is we got our ballots beforehand, what was going to be on it, and spent that time being able to research it and break that down. And even though both of us have PhDs, there were things that we still had to read through and break down and make sure that we understood. So for anybody else going into that, I would say to just make sure that you are well prepared before stepping in and actually seeing what's on the ballot.
I'm curious for you, when you researched these things, how did you know you were finding something that was reputable in the way that it interpreted that language?
Could you rephrase that question for me?
So how you said that you researched some of the ballot measures. You know, how did you know the sources that you went to really interpreted that ballot language correctly?
Yeah, so the FLESH is actually a pretty common reading measure that is used across the board. And so there's a sense of reputability that comes from that, that comes from the fact that it is used over and over again for lots of different documents. So there's that.
Fantastic. Well, Christy, thank you so much for your insights, and hopefully folks will find some resources that they can trust to help them understand when they go to the polls on Tuesday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Glad it could be of help.
That is Christy Baker Patterson. She's assistant professor of special education at St. Louis University.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.